Welcome to the Boldly Business Podcast brought to you by Sage and Fin24. I'm your host, Zoe Brown. In this podcast, we chat to a range of dynamic entrepreneurs across Mzansi as they speak honestly about their journey to profit. Through the season, we talk mistakes, tips, and lessons to get you closer to the business owner you want to be. In today's episode, we talk to natural hair and wellness expert Kafui Awuno, who is passionate about healing inside out and outside in. Her belief is that humanity has lost a fundamental part of its identity, its connection to the earth and all that is within it. After spotting a major gap in the South African hair and beauty game, she ventured into natural hair and skincare products, which make use of the perfect combination of oils, moisturizers, and treatments for healthy skin and hair. Kafui, welcome to the Bold Leap podcast. Today, we are asking the question, should your small business be offering discounts? But before we get into that, let's start at the very beginning.
Firstly, thank you so, so much for having me. I'm really honored and excited to be here, and I'm looking forward to our conversation. So the reason why I originally started this line was because after moving from Amsterdam to Cape Town, I thought there would be an abundance of products available for people with my type of hair and my skin tone. And what I realized was that there weren't actually, or the ones that were available were not as natural or organic and free of preservatives and harmful chemicals as I would like them to be. So based on that, it started with me just making products for myself. I'm Ghanaian, so with that background, it means shea butter is our go-to. So I literally shipped some shea butter here, or every time I would go to Ghana, I would bring some here in my luggage, and started making products the way I knew how, and also with a background where my grandmother grew her own shea tree and made her own butters and basically was somebody who lived off the earth and was connected in a more balanced and holistic way, the way she lived, it came naturally to me. So from there, I started realizing that there were other people around me who also were interested in a more holistic approach and using products that were, not as harmful or maybe not at all, but actually also enhancing their natural beauty instead of conforming to something that it wasn't. So that's where the journey started.
Amazing. And what type of products have you developed?
So the range is from anything from black soap to body butters to face serums to face cleansers, lip balms, and really the foundation, hair moisturizing sprays. The foundation of it is to use ingredients that are off this earth and specifically mostly from this continent, and use those to create rich and nourishing and complementary products for our hair and skin.
Now, I love that you've put a big focus on using natural ingredients. Why is that so important for you?
I believe that we are, especially now, obviously this brand and this range started years and years ago, but especially now with the past year and this pandemic, it's shown us that we are, as humans, completely in an imbalance when it comes to how we live and use and frankly abuse in a way this planet. And so for me, the understanding has always been there that we need to come to a place of balance. And this year has shown us that more than ever. I think wherever we can do our part, we really do need to do our part. And frankly, it's not just for the planet. It means that for ourselves, we create more balance in our lives and a more holistic approach of being part of this ecosystem when we don't go looking for harsh ingredients to do the things that actually natural ingredients can do so well, and sometimes even most of the times even better.
I like that.
That is really cool. And I mean, it's so important for, in fact, I wish more brands would have that approach towards their product development. Mm. Now, you said that your brand and journey has been a couple of years now. Mm. Let's go back to the growth period. How was that period for you, and how did you manage to keep up with the demand for your products?
I think people are surprised when they learn that I still produce everything myself. with the different places that I stock and the way the brand has developed, I've been able to this point, produce everything myself. But it was definitely interesting when I first started to become aware of, the demand, actually. So the business didn't really start as a business. As I said before, I was just making stuff for myself, to be honest. And then people started asking me what I was using and asking me if I could make some for them. And then I would do markets and sell out within hours, where I planned for the whole day. I would sell out within 2 hours, and I would be surprised and be like, okay, clearly I underestimated the demand, actually. And so it was really by just kind of doing and learning along the way that I kind of understood what the demand was and how to cater to that. But it was a learning process. It wasn't planned out strategically. It was really just doing and learning. And I think, personally, I think that's the best way to learn, by doing and then kind of developing and adding on along the way.
That's so true. Definitely. And you know what? Now with your busy schedule, and you know now what the demand for your product is, how do you keep up?
So I have specific days and specific structures. Also, because I stock different places, when an order comes in for those places, I then take the time and look at my schedule and go, okay, so usually Tuesdays and Wednesdays are production days. The other days I do other things. I also teach yoga, so I take time for that. I try to have a day off, but that usually doesn't really work out, which is fine. I try to have a schedule where I'm like, okay, so these are the orders that are in. And then I look at my schedule and I take days for that specific production. If there are big events coming up, then obviously that's on a more regular basis. But yeah, I think up till now, I wouldn't say I've found a balance, because sometimes I'm also producing till 3 a.m. But again, it's something that I enjoy so much that it doesn't feel like work, even though it is physically work and hard work. It's kind of being flexible and adapting to how things kind of come, and making sure that where there is balance, or where you can create balance, that you definitely take time for that.
You're listening to the Bold Leap Business Podcast, brought to you by Sage for Fin24. I am your host, Zoe Brown, a home for dynamic entrepreneurs across Mzansi as they speak honestly about their journey to profit.
And now let's shift their focus to when you started marketing. I know you said you started off just making the products for yourself, then you went to a market. When did you realize, you know what, I need to think of different strategies to build awareness for my brand, for my business? Did you make use of discounts or giveaways or, you know, affiliate programs? What did you find worked for you?
So it's really interesting, because I think up to about maybe a year ago, a year and a half ago, word of mouth was my closest, my best friend, my strongest way of marketing my products. I frankly, again, because of the way I am personally, and I think my product range, I believe in organic growth. So I don't necessarily believe in like very aggressive marketing or like pushing the product into people's faces, that has worked so far. But now that we're also reaching and targeting a bigger audience, obviously there needs to be a plan. So now I have somebody who's kind of also looking at the brand and looking at the marketing and seeing where the gaps are and where we can definitely improve and grow. And as far as marketing in general goes, you know, tools like Facebook advertising and Instagram and stuff like that, definitely offering discounts if people come to like the physical location of the where we are. So for example, we're at the Watershed. If people come there, then they get a discount. Also offering things like people returning their packaging, which is a very important one for me and for us as a brand, for people to return their packaging so that we can reuse the packaging. Because again, trying to have a less of a carbon footprint and also reusing, because the packaging, you know, allows for that. So yeah, incentivizing in that way so far has really worked.
Okay, well, that is a great incentive. Have people been very diligent in returning their packaging?
So it's really, especially our regulars and people who've been using the brand for the products for like 5-6 years, they will literally hoard it and all of a sudden bring back like, you know, 5, 6, 7 empty tubs of Buddy Butter. And I love seeing it because you know, even just the idea of them being diligent enough to return it also in a small way creates awareness amongst our customers that, you know, we're using plastic. At the end of the day, it's still plastic. And we've now moved into glass packaging, and returning that obviously is even better. But just in general, I think that type of usage and that type of connection to a brand also creates awareness amongst people as to, yeah, how much plastic and how much packaging we can actually reuse. So not just a discount, but also just awareness.
And it also creates loyalty.
Absolutely.
Now, for our audience listening, if someone wants to start and develop their own product, you've obviously gone through that journey, and for you, it happened organically. But if someone is planning on developing their own product, let's talk about the pros and cons. Mm. Let's start with the pros.
I think the pro is that if you are somebody who enjoys this process and enjoys actually creating yourself, then it's really, really fun. And it's also, you know, the my people around me, my friends and family have been the guinea pigs for the development of these products. So I will bring them something and be like, test this out. How do you like this scent? And how do you like that scent? And how do you like, you know, the structure of the Buddy Butter? Is it does it kind of spread well enough? Is it too oily? Is it too heavy? Those types of things. If you are not somebody who enjoys that process, if you are more of a person who's like, okay, I need the product, and then with that product, I can create a brand and I can do the marketing around it, and that's your strong suit, then I would recommend going to a formulator and going to people who do this for a living and who are experts at this, and having somebody else develop the actual product for you. But yeah, it depends on where your strong suit is. I've also, through this business, very much realized that there are so many things that are not my strong suit. And so I'm very, very happy that I am aware of that and in a position, in a place where I can have other people take on that part, so that I can be the person in the lab or in the kitchen cooking up new products, because that's the part that I really, really enjoy.
Before we get to the cons, what are some of the lessons you've learned that you're not strong at, and how were you able to, you know, implement people to take charge of that aspect?
Oh, I'm really horrible at social media. I'm very inconsistent with it. I'm very much a person who tries to focus on doing the things that they enjoy doing. And so because social media is not really something that I enjoy, I've definitely acknowledged that and found other people to do that and handle that part for me. And I am also not a great financial person. So the accounting, the back end is not my strong suit. I am really strong in sales. I am really, really good at interacting with people and hearing their stories and understanding why they're attracted to my brand and seeing what it is that I can make available to them so that they feel really good about themselves on the outside. And then that also starts working on the inside. So that part is definitely my strong suit. And yeah, I really enjoy mixing things together and coming up with scents and textures and things that, again, just bring people some kind of a feeling of connecting with themselves and treating themselves and not just the oh, I need to put on something on my skin because otherwise it'll be ashy, but kind of feeling like, oh, I'm taking a moment to connect with myself through this product and through this experience. So those are the things that I'm good at. The other things I leave to other people.
Well, it's wonderful that you were able to identify your strengths and weaknesses and being able to deal with that accordingly. Now, we were talking about, you know, if someone wants to develop their own product, we've just touched on the pros. What are some of the cons when it comes to developing a new product?
It takes time. You know, it's at least personally, I think if you do it right, it's not something that you kind of just do and then put out in a matter of weeks or months even. Sometimes it takes years because these are different ingredients that you're combining. You need to also test out the long-term effects of those, and you need to give it time to kind of literally settle to understand if, you know, if you made it on day one, if the consistency is still the same 6 months from now. And specifically because I don't work with preservatives, you have to be very careful as to if the product is still usable and safe 6 months down the line or a year down the line. So it takes time and it takes patience and it takes a willingness to try and fail and try again. And yeah, that's not always fun.
I can't imagine that being fun. But yes, patience is definitely key. Knowing everything you know now and looking back over the journey you've been through, is there anything you would have done differently from the beginning?
Yes, lots of things. Lots and lots and lots of things. No, I think I'm very honest about knowing now what I could have and personally feel like I should have done differently. I'm really grateful and I'm happy that I have those lessons. I think one of the things that I would have done differently is earlier along the journey, bring in other people to help and other people who had knowledge in parts of the business that I frankly had no knowledge in and not a real understanding of how to kind of go through different processes and structure the business in certain ways. So that is definitely something. I think I also would have actually just acknowledged more that I was doing something that was really special and really enjoyable. And I think as an entrepreneur and as especially a small business, and if you're running it by yourself, we tend to get lost in this feeling of work must be done. And so we don't take a lot of time to take a step back and look at what we've done so far. You know, so I think that is also something that I feel like would have been nice to do more, to just take a moment and be like, oh yeah, I did that and I'm here now versus where I was at the beginning and just enjoy the process and the journey some more.
Well, that is simply amazing. I love that you've shared that and hopefully you are now doing that, exactly that.
Yes, I'm taking more moments.
Where can our audience reach you and support your business?
So we have our brick and mortar, which is at the Watershed at Waterfront in Cape Town. And then we stock a few other places that are little shops. We're on Faithful to Nature, our social media, Kafui Naturals. So those are the best places to support us. We are redoing our website, which is launching in June, to also make it more customer friendly and the interface easier for people to order online as well. We have some interesting things happening in the next 6 months or so. But for now, yeah, we can't exactly speak of that yet.
Not yet. Not so we'll yet. Just have to keep our eye out on your social media for all the teasers.
Exactly. All the teas. All the teas.
There we go. Well, Kafui, thank you for joining me today. Thank you for sharing your knowledge and all the best with Kafui Naturals.
Thank you so, so much for having me. This was really fun.
Thank you for listening to the Bold Leap Business Podcast. Catch us next week with a new episode.